Welcome to the OCR GCSE Music Study Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving deep into Area of Study 3, Music for Stage and Screen. Whether you're revising for your listening exam or just trying to get your head around leitmotifs and underscoring, you're in exactly the right place. Grab a pen, because we're going to cover everything you need to know, and I'll be giving you the exact kind of language that earns marks in the exam room. So let's start with the big picture. Area of Study 3 covers four contexts: film music, television music, video game music, and musical theater. In each of these contexts, music isn't just decoration, it's doing a job. It's telling you how to feel, who to trust, when to be scared, and when to cheer. Your job as a GCSE candidate is to explain how the music does that job using precise musical vocabulary. Now, before we go any further, I want to give you the single most important tool in your analysis toolkit. It's called D.R. Smith. Write this down. D-R-S-M-I-T-H, dynamics, rhythm, structure, melody, instrumentation, texture, harmony. Every time you analyze a piece of music, whether it's an unseen extract in the exam or a set work you've been studying, work through D.R. Smith systematically. Examiners award marks for identifying specific musical elements and explaining their effect. Dr. Smith makes sure you never miss one. Let's work through each element and think about how it applies to stage and screen music specifically. Dynamics. That's the volume. In film music, a sudden fortissimo, a very loud passage, might signal danger or a dramatic reveal. A pianissimo, very quiet passage, might create suspense or intimacy. When you write about dynamics in the exam, don't just say, "It gets louder." Say a crescendo builds tension as the character approaches the door. That's the kind of answer that earns marks. Rhythm. In action sequences, composers often use driving, repetitive rhythms, what we call an ostinato, to create momentum and urgency. In contrast, a rubato style, where the performer takes freedom with the tempo, might suggest emotional vulnerability. Think about how Hans Zimmer uses relentless rhythmic patterns in action films to keep you on the edge of your seat. Structure. Film music often uses through composed sections, music that keeps developing without repeating, because it needs to follow the narrative. Musical theater, on the other hand, often uses verse, chorus, or strophic structures because the songs need to be memorable and singable. Melody. This is where leitmotif comes in, and it's absolutely crucial for this area of study. A leitmotif is a short, recurring musical idea, a melody, a rhythm, or even a chord progression that is associated with a specific character, place, or idea. Think of John Williams' work in Star Wars. Darth Vader has his Imperial March, Luke Skywalker has a heroic rising theme. Every time that theme plays, even without seeing the character, you know they're present or relevant to the scene. In the exam, if you can identify a leitmotif and explain what it represents and how it's been transformed, you're well on your way to top marks. Instrumentation. What instruments are playing and why? In horror film music, composers often use low strings, brass clusters, and dissonant woodwind to create unease. In video game music, synthesized sounds and electronic textures are common, and you should use that exact vocabulary. Synthesized, electronic, sampled. In musical theater, the pit orchestra typically includes strings, brass, woodwind, and rhythm section, piano, bass, drums. Knowing the typical instrumentation for each genre is really important. Texture. Is the music monophonic, just one line, homophonic, a melody with chords underneath, or polyphonic, multiple independent lines weaving together? In a climactic film moment, the texture might build from sparse to dense as more instruments join. In an intimate scene, a solo instrument over a simple accompaniment creates a thin texture that feels personal and exposed. Harmony. This is about the chords and how they relate to each other. Major keys generally sound bright and positive. Minor keys sound darker and more melancholic, but it's more nuanced than that. Dissonant harmony, chords that clash and feel unresolved, creates tension and unease. Consonant harmony, chords that sound stable and resolved, creates a sense of peace or resolution. And here's a really important distinction that candidates often get wrong in the exam. Major and minor describe tonality, while consonant and dissonant describe harmony. These are not the same thing. You can have a dissonant chord in a major key. Make sure you use these terms correctly. Now let's talk about underscoring, which is another key concept for this area of study. Underscoring is the technique of playing music quietly beneath dialogue or action to enhance the emotional atmosphere without distracting from what's happening on screen or on stage. Think of the gentle string music that plays under a tender conversation in a film. It's there to deepen the emotion, but it's not the focus. Effective underscoring requires the composer to carefully balance dynamics and texture so the music supports rather than overwhelms. Let's also talk about thematic transformation. This is when a leitmotif is deliberately changed to reflect a change in a character or situation. The melody might be slowed down, played in a minor key instead of major, or given to a different instrument. For example, a hero's bright, triumphant theme might be transformed into a slow, minor key version when that hero is defeated or corrupted. Being able to identify and describe thematic transformation is a higher level skill that can push you into the top mark bands. Now, let's move on to exam tips and common mistakes. This is where a lot of marks are won and lost. The number one mistake I see is using emotional language without musical evidence. Saying the music sounds scary will not earn you marks. Saying the use of a descending chromatic melody in the minor key, played pianissimo by muted strings, creates a sinister atmosphere that earns marks. Every emotional description must be backed up by a specific musical device. The second big mistake is confusing timbre with pitch. Timbre, sometimes called sonority, refers to the quality or color of a sound. A violin and a flute might play the same note at the same volume, but they have completely different timbres. When you describe a high-pitched instrument, don't say it has a light texture. Say it has a bright or piercing timbre. Texture is about how many layers of sound there are and how they relate. It's not the same as the quality of a single instrument's sound. Third mistake. In compare questions, candidates often just describe extract A and then describe extract B separately. This will limit your marks significantly. You must make direct comparisons. Both extracts use a minor key, however, extract A employs a slow tempo to create melancholy, whereas extract B uses a fast-driving rhythm to create urgency. Use comparative connectives. However, whereas, in contrast, similarly, both. This is what earns marks for assessment objective 4. Fourth, when a question asks you to suggest a suitable context for a piece of music, you must justify your suggestion with musical evidence. Don't just say, "I think this could be from a horror film." Say, "This extract would be suitable for a horror film scene because the use of dissonant harmony, low brass instrumentation, and a slow, irregular rhythm creates a sense of dread and unpredictability." Now let's talk about assessment objectives. In this area of study, AO3 is worth 35% of the marks. That's demonstrating and applying musical knowledge. AO4 is worth 65%. That's using musical knowledge to make evaluative and analytical judgments. So the majority of your marks come from analysis and evaluation, not just knowledge recall. This means you must always go beyond identifying a feature to explaining its effect. Now for our quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause the podcast, think of your answer, then I'll give you the key points. Question 1. What is a leitmotif? Pause now. A leitmotif is a short, recurring musical idea, melody, rhythm, or harmony associated with a specific character, place, or concept in film, stage, or screen music. Question 2. Name 3 elements in the D.R. Smith framework. Pause now. Any 3 from dynamics, rhythm, structure, melody, instrumentation, texture, harmony. Question 3. What is the difference between tonality and harmony? Pause now. Tonality refers to whether a piece is in a major or minor key. Harmony refers to the relationship between chords, whether they are consonant, meaning stable and resolved, or dissonant, meaning clashing and unresolved. Question 4. What is underscoring? Pause now. Underscoring is the technique of playing music quietly beneath dialogue or action to enhance the emotional atmosphere. Question 5. In a compare question, what must you do to access the highest marks? Pause now. You must make direct comparisons between the two extracts using comparative connectives, identifying both similarities and differences in specific musical elements. And finally, let's summarize what we've covered today. Area of Study 3 covers film, television, video game, and musical theater music. The key analytical framework is D.R. Smith: dynamics, rhythm, structure, melody, instrumentation, texture, harmony. The key concepts are leitmotif, underscoring, thematic transformation, and ostinato. Always back up emotional descriptions with specific musical evidence, in compare questions, make direct comparisons, don't just describe each extract separately. Know the difference between tonality and harmony, and between timbre and texture. And remember, AO4 is worth 65% of the marks, so analysis and evaluation are everything. You've got this. Keep listening, keep analyzing, and use DR Smith every single time. Good luck in your exam. I know you're going to do brilliantly. See you next time on the OCR GCSE Music Study Podcast.